As you probably know by now, I rarely post pictures of my kids on this blog, partly because I like to explore other ways of taking pictures, but partly because I'm really careful about the pictures I share publicly of my kids. Even on Facebook, I just try and be careful and intentional about it. But pictures like this, where you can't really identify them, that's fine. And I don't mind sharing these. I just don't share them too often. But this one, I wanted to share because it does something that a lot of my pictures don't do, which is it tells a story. And I like how it's composed. I like how first of all, it's a different angle than I would usually take for or use for this sort of picture. Normally, I would take this picture just from eye level, but I stood on a chair and held my Fuji X100F out in front of me and kind of looked at the screen as best I could. A flip-out screen would really be nice on that camera, but it doesn't have one, so I just had to kind of take my best guess. I focused on the mixer on the right-hand side. I knew that would mean my son's head on the left would be a little blurred, but that's okay. I didn't really mind. I like that you can see both kids completely. Their feet aren't cut off at the top. I like that there's enough context here. And if you look at most of my pictures on the blog, if someone were to say, what's going on in these pictures, they don't tell a complete story. It might be an interesting image, but it doesn't tell a story. Here, this clearly tells a story. There's a lot going on. First of all, we're making cookies, and I wish it didn't say Nestle. It seems like this is an ad for Nestle. Not at all. It just happened to be a Nestle bag of chocolate chips, but please know that this is not an ad. They were just on sale. So clearly we're making chocolate chip cookies, and you might notice that we've kind of just begun to make the cookies because you still got the sugar and the there's flour that still has to be mixed in. And you might be able to tell that it's either late morning or late at night or early in the morning because the kids are in their jammies and they're really intently watching what's going on. And so there's a lot going on in this photo beyond just an image of a cookie mixer. And so because of that, I think it's kind of cool to have this particular picture from that standpoint, the fact that it tells a story. Every semester, I make cookies for my students at the class I teach at OSU, and I usually do that I give them out on a Tuesday, and so Monday night I make them. And so it's actually kind of a tradition. On the Monday I make the cookies, my boys help, and they've always helped to some degree, and they continue to get better at helping. But I think it's cool to involve them in stuff like this, even if they're not helping in the strictest sense, they're part of it, and it's something that we can all do together. And so I think it's fun to remember stuff like that in the form of pictures.